Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Remember, it's an Ask Us Anything Wednesday. Just did a bonus round because a lot of questions today. We'll do some more around 8:50 to close up the 8 o'clock hour. Tweet us your questions, whatever they may be, for myself or Chuck. Try not to get us in trouble. At 105.7 FM, The Fan is the address to tweet to. Use the hashtag AskCW. One question last hour was, who is your sports crush? I said Alex Morgan. Chuck said, isn't she 16? I said, no, she's 29. You said it was that gymnast in the 80s. And I'm being told Mary Lou Retton was 16 in the 84 Olympics.
Yes, and I was 16 in 84 too. So when I was in 1984.
Okay, that counts.
No, it doesn't.
No, that counts. You're good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You thought you had one. See? Good old Winksy thought you had one on me there.
No, I was just checking.
You thought you had one on me. I'm not that old. She and I are the same age.
No. And I will go.
I was a sophomore.
I said Dominique Mochianu.
I was a sophomore.
And in the 96 Olympics, she was 15, but I was 12.
Okay.
So we're all good here.
Yeah. No, I was, Yeah, I was a sophomore at Martin Luther High School.
Not trying to get you in trouble.
Oh, I
bud.
Think you were. Oh, come on. No, you had a little winksy laugh in there.
No.
I got you.
No.
I already tweeted back at the guy and told him I was also 17 in 1984 or 16.
The Green Bay Packers will not be on Hard Knocks. So just so we're all clear, the Hard Knocks team, the HBO documentary show that is, it's got like the quickest turnaround of any show. They like update you, and I don't know how they do it so fast, but as training camp is going on, you can see an inside look at training camp. Packers were not under consideration because the only rules are, now a team can circumvent these rules and go to the NFL and say, hey, I want to be the team on Hard Knocks, but nobody ever does that. So The rules are, if you were in the playoffs either the last two seasons, you cannot be in. Now the Packers weren't, so they were eligible there. If you've been on the show at any time in the last 10 years, you can't be on. The Packers haven't been, so they were eligible there. But because they got a new head coach, they're unable to do that. So there were only five teams eligible this year. It was the Lions, the Giants, the Niners, and the Redskins, as well as the Raiders. And the Raiders will be the team on Hard Knocks. So the team that's got a former TV guy as their coach and a former TV guy as their GM, they're going to be on TV later this summer on HBO's Hard.
It'd be the one reason why I get HBO. I mean, they have some pretty good shows. I mean, they have their series are pretty good. I mean, Sopranos, you can go all the way on. I think I'm watching Oz right now off the demand because I have somebody's password. But
I'm finally getting into the Larry Sanders Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's all good.
Off of somebody's password.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sad to say that we do that, but this is what we do. I wish they do. I mean, I think the Packers, they keep avoiding going over to Europe and play, and they keep avoiding Hard Knocks for one reason or another.
Well, this one, too, with the new coach.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, seems like there's one reason or another that they avoid Hard Knocks.
Although, if Mike McCarthy was still the coach, they would totally be eligible to do it, and I would think the NFL would look at the Packers and say, let's do that.
Sure.
So, conspiracy theory, is that why McCarthy got fired?
Could be. I don't know.
Once Murphy knew we weren't making the playoffs.
Oh, they're going to come at us.
He saw the HBO scout starting to show up at Lambeau.
I'm telling you, I think Murphy's got something on Roger Goodell, man, because he doesn't have to go overseas. You know, he's got to make this little trip to Winnipeg. Okay, he's like, I'm glad they go to Winnipeg. Just don't send me over to Britain. And then this Hard Knocks, you know, you would think one of the storied franchises like the Green Bay Packers, they would love to come to Green Bay. And, you know, the Packers are just so secretive about anything. They would just die for that to happen. They don't want that to happen. But I think coming to Oakland with Gruden, I like that, man. I like that idea. I'd love to see Gruden with Antonio Brown, Incognito's with them.
Oh,
that's,
sure.
That's another story. Yeah, so I think that's good. I like that. I like the idea of them going to Oakland.
Yeah, I will be very intrigued.
Yeah.
I will make sure that I have the correct password from my buddy now, who I'm jacking it from.
They do save that under demand, right? On demand?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, because I just got this. So I'm going to be.
If you don't watch it live, I think you can watch it the next day.
Okay, good. I'll be tuned in. I want to see it.
And you know what this did? Last year it was the Browns, and the Browns became like everybody's second favorite team last year. And partly because of the access that you saw of them on Hard Knocks. So maybe we're all going to be rooting for the Raiders as they play one more year in Oakland and then bolt out of there. And the Packers, remember the Packers play the Raiders in the preseason in Canada. So that will be part of the storyline too, which could be interesting. I don't think you're going to see behind the scenes on the Packers, but you'll be able to at least see some of that game. So that's coming up in August. I believe August 6th is when it debuts, but sometime in August you'll be able to go out behind the scenes with the Raiders training camp. We sort of bring you Hard Knocks each and every day with our Mike Clemens here, brought to you by our friends at Chili's and the 3-for-10 deal that you can get at Chili's. We'll hear from him with Josh Jones around 9:30 today. Josh Jones, very chippy. I'm not even sure why he showed up to this thing because he clearly doesn't want to be there.
Josh Jones like made all the news yesterday, and I put this on Twitter. You know, the guy hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything. He's been a disappointment as a draft pick, and all the news was yesterday. Oh, Josh Jones is showing up for minicamp. I mean, and they're trying to trade him. Like, what the hell are they ever going to get for this guy? I mean, they're so bad, and he's so bad, okay? And so I've been so disappointing. They've had a draft ahead of him. They got undrafted free agents who are playing ahead of him. Raven Green is playing ahead of him. Okay, and Jones is like faking a hamstring injury because he doesn't want to practice. He wants to be traded. It's like, man, we're making a big deal about a guy who has not done a damn thing in Green Bay.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why I think it's so interesting to hear from him. And again, that'll be around 9:30 today when we bring that to you. Clemens talking with Josh Jones.
And he was a jerk, man.
It starts to get a little testy towards the end, but then afterwards more media showed up, and it got real bad.
It
so
did.
We'll bring you that, too.
Hey, he snapped my girl, Steph Sutton.
Yeah, that we can never have that.
No. He snapped at Steph yesterday. Steph's just trying to ask. You know, she's just trying to be asking questions there. And he kind of tried to do, came at her. I'm like, I definitely don't like Josh Jones.
So the Josh Jones audio, you'll have to hear to believe, coming up. That'll be a little later today, 9:30, mm-hmm. as we do go till 10 every day. Do stick around, 12:35 today. Brian Gutekunst, Packers GM, will be with Bill Michaels. So you'll want to hear that, and then anything good from that one, we'll bring you here tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers talking yesterday. He's got a new wide receiver that he's gushing over.
He made a catch in the back of the end zone, and
this
he made a supernatural toe drag. It's just something that a lot of guys don't do. They might just, you know, one-two it real quick and kind of run out of the back of the end zone, but he 1-2 toe drag. Just little things like that that he does that separates him from a guy you might not trust as much because you know the guy's going to do it right. He's going to always be in the right spot. He knows what he's doing. And then when he gets a chance to make plays, he makes plays.
So a little toe tap from Jake Kumerow on practice really wowed Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Didn't he wow over him last year too? Or was it somebody else?
No, he was impressed with Kumerow.
Was it Kumerow last year too?
Kumerow, yeah.
And then Kumerow gets on to play for four downs.
Well, the difference with Kumerow last year, and I know that he was kind of viewed as like Jeff Janis 2.0 or kind of a joke, but Kumerow at least had some experience coming in, and that was what Rodgers was so tickled over because he had three young guys that had no experience. Now, he said better things about those guys. At one time last year, I believe it was to MVS, Valdez Scantling, he referred to his work ethic as piss poor.
Mm-hmm.
This year, he has gone out and said more complimentary things, but Jake Kumerow, I mean, for a guy like Aaron Rodgers, when you've got new rookies around you every year, it's just if you can show some ability that you know what you're doing, I mean, you're going to win Aaron Rodgers over.
Or is he like building up Kumerow to say to these other guys that, hey, you know what? Here's Kumerow, a guy, an undrafted free agent, basically, who's bounced around a little bit. This guy's coming in here making plays, and you guys who were drafted are letting this guy outperform you in practice. You shouldn't let that happen.
Well, he did compliment Valdez Scantling a week ago. He complimented him again tomorrow or yesterday. The thing he likes about MVS is the speed.
I think that's an issue with any player, is you might time at a super quick 40, but how fast do you play? It's that football speed. It's kind of the opposite for a guy like James Jones, who timed kind of slow, but he played fast. MVS is playing a lot closer to his 40 time speed, which is saying a lot because he's pretty damn fast.
Yeah, I think he's going to take a step up this year. I think he has. The guy from Missouri's got to turn it around. He's got to. I mean, that was a disappointing season for him.
Jamon Moore?
Yes, Mr. Moore has got to make his presence known this year, and he knows that too. But he was invisible last year. He was the highest drafted of all those guys.
Who will take the biggest second league jump, MVS or Jamon Moore? 799-1250.
Who knows? Maybe Jake Kumerow. Maybe I'll take that jump if I hear you talk like that again.
What do you mean?
I could hear that one coming. I knew you were gonna. I knew you were gonna say that line.
So then, why do I even come in?
No, I just.
Why
I
don't you
it.
Just do no, my I, part of the show?
I can't because I can't do your voice. I can't do your voice. So on this.
So your answer is you don't care
about what?
Which receiver's better?
Oh, we need all of them to be better. Yeah, no. That's not true.
Who knows? Who cares?
No. I want, in all reality, Moore's got to take a step up. He does. And MVS, I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year in his next season. But I think there's room for improvement for all those guys to get better. Even Devontae. Devontae says he's not beyond getting better either. He says, I'm not the...
Well, if he's going to get targeted 200 times like Rodgers wants...
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, he's going to take some hits.
You got to improve.
Yeah, so he says he can take himself to another level too, he feels. But hey, when you got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL throwing you, I feel all those guys, Bart, got to take a big step up, but especially Missouri's Jamon Moore, I thought was just invisible completely last year.
This is more Rodgers on Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
For a young guy, the most important thing to do is to watch the older guy in the group. And we've long had great role models in the receiver room with those three guys I mentioned, James and Jordy and Randall, but now it's Devontae. And what he does on a daily basis, his practice habits, his release patterns are incredible. He's a true pro's pro, where he's working on things every single day. And I think MVS has really been watching him closely and picking things up.
That's
another,
good.
Another guy Rodgers was asked about, do you think there's any chance that Trevor Davis is on this team?
You know, he...
He always seemed like more of a McCarthy guy.
Or more of a return
But they've
guy.
Got Aaron Jones and Jair Alexander doing kick returns off this year.
And I thought that Davis, that was the way he was going to make his bones on this team, Bart. As a return guy, as a return specialist, and, you know, maybe as that fifth receiver. But he might get cut. I mean, where is there going to be room for him on the team? If they got all these receivers, I mean, the time is running out for Trevor Davis.
Well, let's say Devontae, Geronimo,
mm-hmm.
Kumerow, who Rodgers is gushing about.
Yeah.
And then I would think they keep six. So now you're down to St. Brown, Valdes-Scantling, Jamon Moore.
Yeah.
And Trevor Davis.
Then where are you with Trevor Davis?
And Trevor Davis has had, you know.
The odd man out.
A long leash there.
Exactly.
He's kind of like the Jesus Aguilar of the Packers.
Yeah. But at least, Jesus had an all-star year. Trevor Davis hasn't done anything either. And he's been around, but it's like at some point, it's like, okay, is this guy going to turn the corner and give us some production?
Well, the key for Trevor is just staying healthy. You know, when he's healthy, he's been productive for us. He's been a top five return guy when he's fully healthy. The tough thing is finding opportunities to get in the field. You know, but now with obviously with Jordy and James and Randall gone, you know, there's opportunities for him to get in the mix at receiver. And he's making a lot of plays.
Aaron Rodgers talking yesterday, and I think the other thing that we should mention, because we do always criticize when they are poor or, you know, play bad, is that donation to Cal. He gave a seven-figure donation to his alma mater to enhance the locker rooms and to create an Aaron Rodgers scholarship.
You know, it's funny. He did that to Cal, which cause I thought he was on bad terms with them on his end. I thought they were on his list. It's like when he gets introduced on Monday Night Football, when they name their colleges, he always says Butte.
Yeah.
And it's like he never mentions Cal.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and then when Tedford, his coach, got fired, Bart, he kind of criticized Cal. He did, and he came down on them. So for him to do this, I guess they must have patched things up, or at least on his end, things are good, because he gave some money to his university, which I think is fantastic.
Well, their head coach now is Justin Wilcox, who was the defensive coordinator for a year with the Badgers in 2016, and he coached the linebackers when Rodgers was there at college. So Rodgers has a connection to the head coach a little bit.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the reason that brought him back in, but Aaron Rodgers donating to the practice facilities and donating the scholarship.
One, to improve the facilities there, which obviously helps him out in recruiting. And the second is really a legacy thing for me, being a junior college player and being able to have a scholarship that goes to a junior college transfer really means a lot to me, because I was that guy, and there were, I think, nine other guys in our class who really were, I think, a big part of turning the program around under Coach Tedford.
So that's cool, too, not just to anybody, but for somebody coming over from a JUCO.
Yeah.
As Rodgers did.
Yeah. Nice donation for him. Cal, in the Pac-12, do you even think of Cal really for football? They're just kind of fly under the radar there in Cal. I mean,
do you really
see
think of the Pac-12?
Yeah. Do you think of Cal?
I was saying, do you really think of the Pac-12?
Oh, no. Oh. Well, no. I mean, not like, USC you think of. Washington. Yeah. Oregon had their run. Yeah. But Cal? No, Oregon was really, They had a really good run there.
You're not thinking of the Pac-12 until you're chasing on Saturday night's frames.
Or you're playing the over on those Oregon teams. Because they would, I mean, the line would be like 85, and they would go 160 on the over. But, Pac-12. If you're going Arizona State, Washington State on a 9:30 game on a Saturday night, oh, boy.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins. We'll talk some NBA coming up, Game 6 tomorrow night.
I'm always on the wrong side of those.
Rick Bucher will join us momentarily, one of our radio.com NBA experts. He'll be joining us to talk about what the Warriors should have done with Kevin Durant and what Kevin Durant should do, and also Game 6, if the series will continue or not. You want to continue to have a good relationship with Pops, so don't forget about him this Father's Day and get him a gift that he will love. Get him one that he'll use. Get him one that's not too expensive. And you think, well, how can I find all three of those things in one gift? Thankfully, my friends over at Harry's have stepped up to the plate. They've got a special offer for Father's Day. When you get one of their shave sets for $5 off, you'll also get the 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel, and the travel cover. You'll get the $5 off that Harry's shave set to get that started with Harry's razors. Just use the code BART. When you go to harrys.com. I've been using Harry's for a while now. I like to clean up the face, especially the neck region and some of the stuff, above the beard that I try to keep and maintain. And it's much, much, much better, much smoother, much more comfortable than the razors I've used in the past. So hook that up with something that he'll use, and he'll also like the deal that you get. Reloading him doesn't cost too much, too, so Dad will enjoy that. Dad might enjoy the deal, actually, on this more than the gift. You know how dads can be sometimes. Get $5 off the shave set for Father's Day. Go to harrys.com. Use the code BART. You'll get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, the travel cover. All for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code BART at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code BART to claim your offer. An update from Mike Clemens, and we'll talk some NBA. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. More Packers throughout the day. The conversation Mike Clemens had with Josh Jones, which got even more interesting when he talked to some of the other media just after 9:30. We will also talk and hear from Clemens throughout the day. He'll join us live tomorrow. Brian Gutekunst, Packers GM, 12:35 today on The Fan. With Bill Michaels. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Game 6 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. The spread opened at 4 in favor of Golden State, down to 3. Where are your feelings right now with the game tomorrow, Chuck?
I think Golden State's going to win tomorrow night, but Toronto's going to come back in Game 7 on Sunday night and win the championship.
I think that if they had Kevin Durant, this would be Golden State's championship to lose, but obviously they don't. He brings himself back after being hurt since May 8th, and Rick Bucher joins us, one of our Radio.com sports insiders here on The Fan. Was that, first of all, Rick, thanks for being on. Was that a mistake to bring Kevin Durant back? And if it was, who should be to blame here?
Ultimately, from everything that I was told by those close to him, that there was a high probability that something like this was going to happen and that it was not worth the risk as far as his free agency and everything else. Now, it ended up, you could say, fueled that game five without him. I don't know that we're looking at a game six and extending the series. So, in one respect, it accomplished the goal of trying to stay alive and avoiding the elimination. On the other hand, from Kevin's standpoint, going into free agency, having to rehab, all of the questions that it raises as far as his future with the Warriors, playing, et cetera, since we still don't know the full extent of the injury, I don't know how you don't look at it as a mistake, but I'm colored by the fact that there were people that were close to KD that were telling him, you should not play. And ultimately, the Warriors have the wherewithal to say it is a high probability. It is a high risk. And it's not worth it for Kevin to do this. It might be worth it to us, but it's not worth it for him. And so as much as KD wanted to play, I'm sure he was pushing to play. Somebody has to say, we're not going to sacrifice you for our aims. That's ideally the way you approach it. It's what Steve Kerr talked about when they sat Clay for game three. And again, brought him back in game four. I can't help but feel as if so much of what's driving the Warriors' decisions has to do with how do we win another championship as opposed to what do we do that's in the best interest of the player?
Free agency is coming up here, and the Milwaukee Bucks have got a few guys who are could be tested to market. What's the market, do you think, going to be like for Chris Middleton coming back to Milwaukee? Is he going to draw some big interest out there?
Again, some of it depends on, I would think, is he a max guy? As much as he's been an all-star and he's played the played such a big role for the Bucks, I have not heard anybody that is going to throw that kind of contract out there for him. Is there going to be interest? Absolutely there's going to be interest, especially those teams that find themselves thought they had a shot at one of the A-list guys find themselves wanting for one. So I put him in the category of the Tobias Harris's. No slight to Tobias or to Chris Middleton, but if I'm putting Kawhi and KD on the top rung, and I don't know that I would put Kyrie on the top rung, but most teams aren't going to blink handing him a max. I think everybody else is a judicious decision in terms of do we want to how much are we going to pay for this particular player? Can he carry us? And I feel that the sense is with Middleton, while he was vital for the Bucks, is he a guy that can carry us? He's a guy that's really good playing off somebody else. Does he make others better? That is the question, and I don't get the sense around the league that is the feeling.
Talking with Rick Bucher from Radio.com, one of our Radio.com sports insiders. You can find out more, Radio.com. Follow them on Twitter, RDC Sports as well. It is interesting to see with what has happened with Kevin Durant, because these kind of questions that we have about Chris Middleton, Rick, and that we have about some of these other players, I mean, a lot of that could be shifted by this Kevin Durant injury. What ultimately do you think KD does, and what effect do you think that has with the free agency period and the rest of the league?
Well, I was hearing pretty consistently months ago already that it was a done deal, that he was leaving, and that he was headed to the Knicks. And the confidence from the Knicks were planning as if they were going to get KD. This doesn't change their plans. They are, given the opportunity, there's no doubt that they would that they would sign him. And I've heard last night there are a number of teams that would take the same approach. Knowing that they wouldn't have him next year, the opportunity to get arguably the best player in the game and the confidence that whatever it is that he has, he's going to be able to recover from it, largely because of his size and his skill set, his build. This isn't DeMarcus Cousins having an Achilles tear, if that's ultimately what it ends up being. He's built different. His skill set is different. I think we saw it at the beginning of game five. Like, he doesn't even necessarily have to move that well, but a guy who can shoot like that from 7 feet is going to be a dangerous, dangerous weapon. So I don't know that even the injury really changes the landscape a whole lot as far as how the dominoes are going to fall. The one caveat is with the emotion in this run, with guys sacrificing, with KD coming back, do the Warriors rip up the 1 year and say don't opt into the 1 year? Here's a super max. We're going to carry you through this. That's what's going to be determined in the coming day. Now, he's gone to New York to have the Achilles treated. Some people are reading into that this is a sure sign that he no longer trusts the Warriors' doctors. Kawhi Leonard went to New York when he stopped trusting the San Antonio doctors. But he's going to see the same surgeon who did Kobe Bryant's Achilles. So this may be a matter of simply, I'm going to see the best of the best who's had a proven track record in dealing with this type of injury, as opposed to he feels some kind of way about the Warriors. Now, that said, there had to be some people that persuaded him to make the decision that he did. And if he does feel, and I don't know this, if he does in the coming days, as he looks at this long, arduous comeback, if he in any way attaches that to, you know what, the Warriors kind of led me astray, that gave me didn't quite give me the right perspective on this, then that could ultimately be the final thing that pushes him out the door.
All right, Malcolm Brogdon is a restricted free agent. Is he going to draw out there at all? And what do you see of his chances coming back to Milwaukee?
Yeah, from everything that I know, Milwaukee wants to do everything they can to keep him. So it's a matter of, do you want to put the Bucks in a bind, and do you want to put an offer out there? But yes, there's a lot of respect for Malcolm and what he's done and what he's capable of doing. That said, I would imagine that Milwaukee is going to match any offer that is put out there, because the vital role that he played, the importance that he played as a playmaker, and his ability to play, to be a playmaker and yet work alongside Giannis, I just don't see any way in which Milwaukee's going to let him go.
All right, do you see past couple years, I mean several years, Milwaukee could not be a player for big-time free agents out there.
Yeah.
Milwaukee had to pay that tax. Do you think that's changed with the Bucks?
I don't know that it's the automatic, there's no way I'm going to go there, but I don't know that it's been a dramatic change either, simply because it's just market size. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than anything else. Market size and advertising opportunities, guys are going to weigh that, and the success of the team certainly changes the view of the Bucks. Is it going to be enough to convince a top of the line, a Kevin Durant or a Kawhi Leonard, to look at Milwaukee in a different light? No, but the ability to look at either the B or the C, the guys that are quality players that can be part of your rotation, yeah, I think there's a shift there. Guys want to win, and if there's a great culture, and obviously the facilities are great, and it's shifted somewhat. I just don't know enough, and I don't know that this is ever going to be the case for the Milwaukees or the Charlottes, that they're suddenly going to be in the market for the top line free agents. And in the world of the NBA, simply because guys are so recognizable and so visible, there's there's too much money to be made for them in markets that are bigger. And it has changed in somewhat from a global standpoint that you don't need to necessarily be in a big market. But as with all of us, you know, if you have the opportunity to have a deeper appreciation for a place like Milwaukee, then like a Giannis Antetokounmpo living there and grows up there and as a basketball player and understands what he has, that can have ultimately an influence. But short of having that experience, it's awfully difficult to convince somebody from the outside, do you want to play in L.A.? Do you want to play in New York? Do you want to play in Florida? Or do you want to play in Milwaukee? There's still going to be a certain degree of stigma to be overcome.
Going to be an interesting offseason. The Bucks certainly a part of that. Rick, we appreciate some time, and we'll chat down the line.
My pleasure, guys.
Rick Bucher joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline again. Radio.com Sports Insider, Rick Bucher. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Bucher. Great Midwest Bank looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Let's say that was Giannis. Let's say Giannis was injured May 8th and the Bucks were down 3-1 in the NBA Finals. And he had an injury, and he came back in Game 5, risking a full year up to, or even more, if he came back and got hurt. Would you have wanted him to play Game 5?
No. Not if he's risking it all. But, you know, that obviously...
I would have wanted him to play.
If he's risking a year off and maybe not ever being like he is ever again, I would live for another day.
I mean, I don't know if the Bucks would ever be in the finals again.
Yeah. But, you know, you're talking a little while ago about how you're not, you know, you that these guys are not treated as humans. Could you really throw Giannis out there if you thought, in a game like that, if you thought, hey, Giannis, you go out there and play, you're risking
the future of your life. If he was uncomfortable in any way or if he was worried about it,
if he wanted to play,
his thoughts should be, front and foremost, I think is what I'm trying to say, first and foremost. But I would have hoped that he could have played.
Yeah, well, of course. But if Giannis, if you went to Giannis,
I would not force him. If I was like the Bucks, I wouldn't force him. But I don't think the Warriors forced.
I don't think they
Kevin Durant to play.
I don't think so either. But I think if you went to Giannis, if he had the calf injury or whatever it was, and you said Giannis, you could risk serious injury if you go out there and play, and he was good with it, then okay. 24 years old though, making a decision like that, do you really want a 24 year old? But he's a grown man, you know. KD's what, 31? I mean, do you make that decision for Giannis, or do you let him make that decision himself and say if he's okay with going out there and playing, okay, but you might suffer a lifetime injury?
Do you agree with Rick there, Rick Bucher, that Middleton probably won't command the max from another team?
Oh, I've said that all the time. I've been on that. You can't give. I mean, max money is for a guy who's going to be a complete franchise difference player. And Middleton's not a franchise. He's not. You got to play a franchise fee you pay is for a guy who's going to lead you the best player on a team that could win an NBA title.
Like
and
that's not Middleton.
No, I don't need
the Otto Porter max.
I don't think
there will be someone. They have all this money cleared. They can't get someone. They'll say, screw it. Let's give it to Middleton.
You're going to give Middleton that money, you're not going to win an NBA championship. Just like, okay, the team that gives Kemba Walker all that money, they're not winning an NBA championship either unless they get another great player with him. Kemba Walker's not leading. He wouldn't lead Charlotte to an NBA title. Chris Middleton, if a team says, screw it, we're paying Chris Middleton max money, what a mistake, because that's going to cost a few people their jobs.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Your questions for us coming up. Again, you can win some Summerfest tickets, so still a couple minutes to get those in. Just tweet us. At 105.7 FM, The Fan, use the hashtag AskCW. We will answer another batch of questions next.
Come on. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, Chuck Freeman, Bart Winkler. We're known as Chuck and Winkler to you players out there. This part of the show brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is raising the bar on wages. All Amazon employees can now earn at least $15 an hour. And up to $16.50 an hour as a warehouse team member in Kenosha. Apply online at Amazon.com/KenoshaJobs. Amazon, those boys are an equal opportunity employer.
It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. as you players know us by. It's time to ask us anything. Each Wednesday, you tweet in your questions at 105.7 FM. The fan, use the hashtag AskCW, and we fire some away. If you missed it, we did a bonus one today around 7:45. That podcast will be up a little later, and we've got a lot of questions today, so we want to make sure that we help you get to know us and our sports takes and our opinions, and I think this will be an all-political one, right? All politics here?
All politics.
Is that what it is?
Democrat or Republican, Chuck?
Let's do the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This one comes from Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. He wants to know, there's a couple Brewers that are struggling, in parentheses, notably Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar. Which Brewer or Brewers would you move on from right now?
Well, you know what? Let's wait on that and talk about that with the people coming up just after 9 o'clock.
Okay. We the people.
How's that sound? Yes. We'll let, because we have that question for you guys as well.
Yeah.
So let's wait on that.
Okay.
Orby.
Awesome. This one comes from John. He wants to know, what was the bigger disappointment, the choke of a Bucks run, the Brewers falling in the NLCS, the Packers season, or Lamira dog poop response? Biggest disappointment.
Chuck, if you could enlighten people that didn't hear it this time yesterday, what's going on in your life?
Yeah, well, the slot that I next to, people take their dog in there, and they don't clean up after the dog. And when I complained about it on the Lamira message board about 24 hours ago, right about now, the message board, people came at me in Lamira, said, "Oh, why do you care so much about people doing what they're doing with their dogs over there?" I'm like, that's just sloppy, and that's just like careless, and that's just laziness, and right. That's just literally messing up that whole plot of land. And even though
and
it's
you've
a
almost
land,
been vilified for that response.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, come on, you're okay with taking your dog over there and not cleaning it up? People who condone that, what disgusting people. But that said, the biggest disappointment, Harvey?
Yeah.
Bucks losing.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Bucks because they had the best chance to win a title.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks' chances to win this finals were better than the Brewers' chances to win the World Series. And again, you never know until you see it, but I just think the Bucks really had an opportunity that they let slip through their fingers.
And can I give you an update on that story?
Yeah, I kind of want to. That was my next
Police
question.
Department tell me they're going to do something about it now.
Uh-oh.
Chuck Freeman.
So how about that?
Getting things done.
The greasy wheel
gets the squeak.
There you go. I knew it.
The squeaky wheel.
Yes,
gets
that's
the grease.
Whatever it is.
What's going to happen? He's going to wake up one day and there's just going to be a load of dog crap on his front porch.
And there's going to be an ass whipping shortly after, as soon as I find out who did that. So.
Harvey.
This one comes from Matt.
Lamira police will have another problem on their hands.
He wants to know if the U.S. men's team, soccer, played the U.S. women's team today. Who wins and how much money do you put on it?
No, the men would win.
Yeah, the men will win. Women will never beat guys in the sports. I mean, I hate hearing that question.
But
even soccer?
Well, yes. I mean, not all sports. I mean, like bowling or darts.
Well, okay, but I'm saying on a playing field, when they're competing against each other, I mean, when you hear like the Connecticut women's basketball team could beat, like when I was at UW Green Bay, people would say, oh, the Green Bay women could beat the men. Not a chance.
Although when I was the last soccer league I was in at Eline, we got waxed by Concordia's women team. I mean, they ran circles around us.
Yeah.
But it's me. I'm out of shape. My friend out of shape. My brother out of shape.
A guy's team? It was just a pickup game?
21-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
In season
versus
30-year-old men who go there to booze. Who wins?
I'm still surprised at that. So, yeah, I guess a little bit surprised at that.
I mean, it was like 9-8, but they still beat us.
Still surprised.
The thing about the women, though, is they are much more talented in their respective sport than the men are. The men would only beat them because they're men. If you took these women and, like, equated them to talent into men, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
They would destroy the men's team.
So
a men's team that has the talent level of this women's team would destroy our men's team.
Right.
Does that make sense?
A women's team will never beat a men's team.
Take the talent from the women.
Yes.
And put it into men.
Yes.
That men's team would destroy our men's team.
Oh, yeah, because the talent level is so huge there.
Yes,
saying,
yes.
I get what you're saying, playing.
Right.
But, I mean, I think, like, okay, in terms of girls and guys in the same, us three and two more would beat.
Don't say WNBA team because they did this in the WNBA.
No, We are not beating a WNBA team.
No.
You guys are putting words in my mouth. I said we could beat any high school girls team.
Oh, yeah. I hope.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Or we should retire from everything, yes. Even talking
yes.
sports.
We beat the state championship girls, Beaver Dam girls basketball team.
I went to high school with Allie Quigley, and she plays in the WNBA. She actually won the three-point contest a couple times. She plays in Chicago. And
get her on the show.
Guys used to. We could get her on. Guys used to say all the time, I'd beat her one-on-one.
Get her on a show. And I don't even. Who the hell is she? I've never heard of her before.
She won the three-point contest. She was six-man woman
you don't
of the
know
year.
Her,
who fouls at WNBA?
Degenerate gamblers, if you want to make some coin. But anyway, she was really good. Guys used to say all the time, oh, I could beat her one-on-one, and they couldn't. I mean, I could. So that's what I'm saying. Like, a women's team isn't going to beat a men's NBA team, but if there's a WNBA team that just plays five regular Joes at the YMCA, they're winning that game. They just did this on Twitter and on social media, and the WNBA
all right,
player
you can't,
won.
You can't lose to anybody.
You're right.
You're the man.
You're right. I'm like the Undertaker at WrestleMania. And speaking of the Undertaker, this one comes in from Baxter and Tosa, Buck's brother Bax. He says, did you guys see the Goldberg versus Undertaker match last week? And what was your opinion on the fan response to what happened? So did you guys watch Taker Goldberg? I know Bart.
Are we doing a pod today?
You want to do one today or tomorrow?
So I guess tomorrow.
Let's do one tomorrow.
All right, I got a question. A
lot of soccer
on this.
Today.
For you see the match. I saw where I read, and tell me if it's correct or not, that Taker was pissed at Lesnar after the match for some
Goldberg.
Reason. Or Goldberg, yeah, after the match. For what reason?
He almost killed him twice.
Doing what?
They almost killed each other. What? Bart, you actually, I tried to watch it. It was so bad. Like it was like watching a car crash. Like you can't turn your head away. They were like dropping each other on their necks. It was
now,
they couldn't pick each other up.
Someone should be dead out of that man.
Yeah. Undertaker is the ultimate warrior, okay? I mean, a guy, great
that would
locker room
be
guy.
The ultimate warrior.
Yeah, well, ultimate warrior, he can't doesn't have the thimble that enough in the he's got the talent of all the talent of the Ultimate Warrior does not match up to what the Undertaker can do. That said,
agreed.
I'd be surprised if Undertaker put on a bad match, and it was his fault.
Chuck, I've got sources here to go back to the dog poop thing.
Yeah?
I've got sources that have told me you have emptied your trash in parking lots of Lamira restaurants before.
Oh, no.
I've emptied my trash.
Literally just dump empty soda bottles right on the pavement.
No. Who's telling you
I've
that?
I've got sources.
Oh, come on. No.
Sources.
No, would never do that.
Okay.
Would never do that.
I don't know. It's a pretty trusted source.
Yeah, I would never do that. It would take empty water bottles?
Literally just dump empty soda bottles right on the pavement.
That's disgusting.
I think it's willful. It's willful, isn't it?
Gary Cummins? No.
Who else would have this kind of inside information on? It's either Wolfram, Shannon.
Never dealt Winkler sources.
Yeah, wrong.
I've got more people in Lamira than you know about.
No. Newsman?
What's good?
Not Stephen Newsman.
No, I would never. No.
Holdy?
If a rapper comes flying.
Holdy's on the shelf.
If a rapper, he hurt his hamstring. No, his Achilles again.
Yeah, rough day for Achilles.
Twice now. He's done that. No, like if a rapper comes flying out of my car, I'm always like the first guy to go chase it down.
So when you're on the highway and the window's open and the rapper flies out of your car, you pull over?
Well, I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying. Be reasonable.
One more.
Okay, real quick, this one comes from Bodie, 911, and he wants to know, Bart, when's the last time you made a three-point shot on a basketball court?
Well, when's the last time I played basketball?
Yeah, me too.
I played one-on-one against my dad in the pool, and I guess I was considered the three-point line in the pool I made.
Do you guys have a three-point line back there?
In the pool? I mean, you're talking about a basket that's already in the pool?
Yeah, when I went to his house in Florida.
All right, he's got a basket? 10-foot-high basket?
No, it's a little floater.
Oh, the floor.
That was like count. 5 feet away.
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
But it counted as a three because it was all the furthest part
we're
of the pool.
Yeah, 10-foot.
No, gosh, I don't know.
Okay.
All right, really quick, let's get a better one then. Greg wants to know, Chuck, how do you let your kid be a Cub fan? Doesn't that hurt your heart?
Oh, it just destroys me, Harvey. It does, man. And you know what? This is when you only have your kid every other weekend. This is the problem in the country. The law system. I can't change the laws.
At least he likes a team. Like, my kid loves, I mean, he's five, but he's just so into video games right now. Like, he likes to play sports, but he doesn't want to sit and watch. And I don't really blame him. Baseball, 5 hours.
My kid will sit and watch ball games all day. He will.
Well, if he's watching the Brewers, he's going to get fed up with a lot of people.
I like this question we're going to do here.
It's an old Chuck and Winkler favorite.
What's the question, Bart?
Who are you the most fed up with on the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.